The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Gotta be on my mind, my lips, in my heart. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us. I, too, have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And all the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Finally, third week in ordinary time, and finally we get the beginning of Luke's gospel. It's a strange gospel passage that we have. We have the first four verses of chapter one, the intro. Then we jump all the way into the middle of chapter four, for the last half of the gospel. But that intro, I always find interesting, because it has my favorite name in the entire New Testament, Theophilus. I love that name. And we get it only twice, the beginning of Luke's gospel and the beginning of Luke's Acts of the Apostles, where he begins, "As I told you, Theophilus, in my first work, all that Jesus said and did, now let me tell you about the apostles." That name is interesting. Who is this person, Theophilus, to merit such a work from Luke? There are a number of ways to look at the name. First, the obvious is that Theophilus is some person that Luke has some contact. For some reason, Luke is writing this work for Theophilus. Maybe he's curious about the Christian faith. Maybe he's a catechumen getting ready for baptism. He's got to be important in some way, because Luke calls him "O most excellent Theophilus." Maybe he's a wealthy businessman. Maybe a prominent government official. Someone who has commissioned this work from Luke. We really don't know anything about him other than Luke ascribes his works to Theophilus. Another way of looking at the name is to pick it apart. The name literally means a friend of God. And so maybe this work does not refer to a particular person. But Theophilus refers to Luke's community. It's a description, a pet name, if you will, for his community. This is how he sees them. The community of Luke, they're the friends of God. And so he's sharing all that he has compiled, all the research that he has done, put it in an orderly fashion and given it to this community. Third way is my favorite, saying that Luke's gospel, Luke's Acts, the name Theophilus doesn't refer to a particular person, not a particular community, but anyone who picks up Luke's gospel, his Acts of the Apostles, and believes. Anyone who believes because of this is Theophilus. Luke is sharing this with anyone at any time for generations to come. Theophilus, friend of God, anyone who embraces the Lord, anyone who follows him, that is Theophilus. I am Theophilus. You are Theophilus. It is our name, our title, a description of who we are. So who is Theophilus today? Where can we find Theophilus today? Theophilus is one who loves God. Theophilus is one who follows his son, who sits at the right hand. Theophilus is one who has been blessed, empowered, befriended by the Spirit. Theophilus is one who continues the work of Jesus, preaching, teaching, doing all those things that he did, bringing peace in the face of violence, forgiveness wherever there is hurt, care, kindness, compassion, wherever there is need. Where can we find Theophilus? Where is the friend of God? Look to your left, look to your right. Here is Theophilus.